Welcome to Shir 45, and we are discussing the Heter HaMechira and its halachic problems. This time, we're going to discuss the validity of a sale of land not entered into the land registry, as well as an emergency situation and the law of Shemitah. So the land registry was known under the Turks, the British, and it exists now in Israel. If the farmers or the rabbinate were to have the sale of farmland prior to the year of Shemitah entered into the land registry, it would be too costly and too risky with the purpose of retransferring the land after 2 years. There are two halachic issues here. One is that a sale that is not entered into the land registry is not a sale under Dina de Malchusa. It has no validity and cannot be enforced. And the second issue is there a real consensus of the parties to actually buy and sell the land? And this is called, is there smichas hadas? Diane Grunfeld addresses the second issue first. In Jewish law, real estate could be acquired through payment or through a deed, a shtar. However, in a situation where the custom is to write a shtar, money by itself will not suffice for the transaction, since there is no consensus among the parties to complete the purchase without a shtar. Now, this applies not only to a title, but it also applies to land which is registered in the land registry. Therefore, a sale of land in Eretz Yisrael which is not registered in the land registry is not valid, and as a result, the heter mechira would also be invalid, since there is a lack of consensus of smichas hadas between the parties in the contract. Now, coming back to the first problem of Dina de Malchusa, the law of the land is that all sales must be officially registered, and due to this, the Ridbaz described the Heter Mechira as set up by Rav Kook in 1910 as a scrap of paper just good enough to stop up a bottle with it. However, a sale which is not registered in the land registry can be and has been defended on valid good grounds. Everyone agrees that there must be smichas hadas of all the parties, meaning that you need full consensus at the time of the sale by both parties. It is customary to enter the sale into the land registry, and this is what the law demands. So if that's the case, the absence of such registration would invalidate any such consensus. However, even though this is the halacha, if the parties agree to sell the land without a written deed, this is also halachically valid. This is a valid workaround and would not require registration in the land registry at the time of the Heter Mechira. Another point we can add to this is that if someone is anxious to sell land due to various reasons, we still assume they intend to sell even if they did not stick to the usual form of a contract. We can connect this to two situations we are aware of, one of them being Shemitah and the other one being Mechiras Chametz. You're anxious to sell to avoid breaking Torah law, and we will discuss Chametz later on vis-a-vis Heter Mechira. Now, Rav Kook says that when it comes to an ordinary business transaction, we need to be strict since consensus and intent are both necessary. However, when it comes to avoiding an Isser, we could be lenient since both parties want the contract to be valid. The question of religious purpose and Dina de Malchusa needs to be examined. Does a religious sale need to accord with Dina de Malchusa? So this is discussed regarding Mechiras Chametz, not only in regard to the Heter Mechira. Diane Grunfeld writes that it's just about unanimously accepted that there is no need for Dina de Malchusa in strictly halachic matters. L'Chassam Sofer has a tshuva on this, and he relates an interesting vignette. He says that there was a Jewish informer who denounced the Jewish people for avoiding the stamp tax when they sold their chametz, and the government replied that this was a purely religious matter, and therefore even the secular government recognized that this was a non-issue. Based on this Chassam Sofer, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that Dina de Malchusa does not apply in purely religious matters, and the Chazon Ish agreed to this point. The land registry is not a factor when it comes to the Heter Mechira. Now, he quotes from Rav Kahana, who maintained that the Chazon Ish changed his mind later on. And finally, there is a strong opinion that in Eretz Yisrael, the whole Dina de Mahus really doesn't apply, specifically when it comes to the land, as the land belongs to all of Bnei Yisrael, and we're all partners in the land, and it's ours by divine right. Moving on to our second topic, we're now going to analyze the effect of strained circumstances or an emergency and the law of Shemitah. We've pointed out that there are three opinions as to the status of Shemitah today. The most common opinion is that it is rabbinic. A minority say it's biblical. And there is a Das Yachid, an individual opinion, by Rav Zecharia Halevi, that Shemitah is a pious custom. The Taz states that one may follow an individual opinion against the majority, even in a biblical situation, during an emergency situation. And the proponents of Heter Mechira, they point to this Taz. The Shach, on the other hand, he holds that this is only true by rabbinic situations, not by biblical situations, and this is okay since the majority of poskim are of the opinion that Shemitah today is rabbinic. The Taz explains his position regarding the law of Chadash. So just to give a reminder, there is a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar as to the status of Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, and the Gemara does not decide who we rule like. The Chachamim say Chadash does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Elazar says that it does apply. And interestingly, the Rif and the Rush both say that Chadash does apply in Chutz La'aretz. However, many Achronim felt that there's room to be lenient and to follow the opinion of the Chachamim, that Chadash does not apply outside of the land. And although different ideas are given as to why this should be, the Taz explains his rationale as follows, and I'm going to read it directly. He says, in these countries, referring to Eastern Europe, where there exists an emergency because men's lives depend on beverages made from barley and oats, the authority of the Tanna Kamma, who permits Chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael, is good enough to rely upon, especially as the Gemara has not given a decision in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. Whenever the halacha has not been fixed and follows therefore the majority, a case of emergency overrides the stricter view of the majority, all the more here in the case of Chadash, where there are grounds to side with the more lenient view of the Tanna Kamma. And those halachas who do not consider the state of emergency act as they do only because they live in countries where the state of emergency does not exist, and the population does not depend on beverages made from barley and oats, as we do in our cold regions. So based on this, those that support the Heter Mechira feel justified to rely on Rav Zecharia Halevi as a support, a sanif, even though his opinion is rejected. Based on this, Rav Yosef Engel writes that Shemitah in our time, in the view of most halachists, is only a rabbinical law, and where rabbinical law is concerned, we may rely on the view of an individual sage in the case of an emergency, even when the Shulchan Aruch decides against that individual sage. And here, in the case of the colonists in Eretz Yisrael, we cannot imagine a greater emergency, a greater shas hadchak, as the livelihood of thousands of persons is at stake. Therefore, we ought to rely on the view of Rav Zecharia Halevi, which is quoted in Sefer HaTrumat, that Shemitah is not applicable in our time at all, not even as a rabbinical law, but merely as a pious custom. And Rav Kook writes in a similar vein. However, the majority of leading halachis in our time do not accept this view of Rav Zecharia Halevi, not even as an additional reason to support the Heter Mechira, and they deny that this view of the Taz could be used when it comes to their Azaz opinion, because it's considered completely docha, completely pushed off, and all the more so since there are those that hold that Shemitah in our time is d'oraisa. And Danny Grunfeld quotes Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik as follows. He writes, these arguments are not even worth quoting and refuting, as all the early halachists oppose the view of Rav Zecharia Halevi in this respect, and the Ravid, who originally thought like Rav Zecharia, changed his mind, as Ramban tells us. Moreover, all halachists write that Shemitah in our time applies either as Torah law or as rabbinic law. And furthermore, the Raza, Rav Zecharia himself, relied on his view so far as a practical lenient decision is concerned only with regard to Shemitah referring to money, and not so Shemitah referring to the soil. So this concludes Shir 45, our discussion of the land registry and Shemitah in terms of an emergency measure. And next time, we're going to discuss Yanai's call to work during Shemitah due to extraordinary circumstances.